October 31, 2021. Happy Halloween. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy Halloween. We start off Love Supreme Part 3 Pursuance. This is the Live in Seattle thing that just came out last week. John Coltrane. The cat who ended up playing flute on the only record in Joe Brazil had a copy. Well, had the only recording in, up in his attic and was discovered, and now we all get to. And then Clang Quartet. Brand new album. You can probably hear the person responsible for it. Because he's making a hell of a lot of racket. The Christian Mass Mix. Clang Quartet. Once again, I think March was last time.
Yes, it was March.
There he is.
It was March.
Brother Scotty, welcome aboard.
Welcome back, man. Yeah. If you want to say welcome back, this ain't my show. It's yours.
Yeah, but you're welcome back.
I feel welcome to be
you
back.
You are very welcome. Let's talk about this new record.
All right, let's do that.
When's it come out first?
It's coming out just a few days from now. It's coming out on Wednesday, and I have to add this. That is actually the anniversary of the original Godzilla movie, and that's not an accident. Me and Caleb with the label, both of us are very big Godzilla fans, and we talked about this, and we were like, hey, why don't we release it on that day since it's, you know, it's during the week, and we can have some fun with it. The label is Cruel Symphonies, and we just thought we'd have some fun with that, and I said, not to mention it's a date I can remember very easily. I know I've talked about him before, the uncle who started playing music with me but wound up not following through.
Right.
That also happens to be his birthday.
Okay. It's a big confluence.
Exactly. I said, hey, man, you and Godzilla have the same birthday. He just laughed.
You know about that name, right? Gojira.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Well, they would say it like Gojira, right? Because Hijira is their word
and
for...
This is the one I'm talking about, too. The one from 1954.
Right.
Yep.
And that's trippy, too, because then they changed it for the U.S. They put Raymond Burr in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, that's the version that most people have probably seen.
Absolutely.
That's the one that really got the international audience. And... you know, that's the one I saw first. So I'm still a fan of that one. I'm glad that they have both versions available to watch. A lot of the DVDs that have been released have both versions available to watch on the same disc. And I think that's good because it's kind of a comparison contrast.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you know, what the original film was like, but you also see what... you know, the American distributor stuff they could work with. Sometimes you go, why did they do that? Other times you go, I know exactly why they did that. You know, it's kind of a, in some ways, watching the two of them back to back, it's a social commentary in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of layers with that. The whole kaiju thing, you know, the guys in the rubber suits.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the name.
Haru Nakajima, one of the main suit actors back in the original days.
All right.
He passed away. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, I know. It's great, man. He came to Charlotte as part of a show that they have every so often called Mad Monster Party. I think there may be one on the West Coast, too. I'm not sure. But he was part of that. And, the little kid inside of me was overjoyed. Oh, who am I kidding? The adult inside of me was flipping out.
Yeah.
Got two autographs.
You know the name.
So, you know, it's great. Yeah.
You know the name Gojira. Yeah. Hijira is their word for whale. And then combined
gorilla
with gorilla.
And whale.
Yeah.
Gorilla and whale, which is appropriate.
I know, but I always thought about dinosaur. I always thought dinosaur. The kaijus always look like dinosaurs to me. But
yeah, which the original four films with Godzilla, Rodan, Anguirus, Varan, those are based on dinosaur designs. You know, once they started getting a little bit more creative, you had movies like Mothra and, you know, King Ghidorah. That's when they really started coming up with their own thing, so to speak. But yeah, the original ones were based as much off of original dinosaur designs as the American films were. If you look at, say, the Age of Reptiles mural that Rudolf Salinger painted.
Sure.
I mean, the T-Rex, you know, where he's standing up on two legs.
Right,
like,
And they thought they were lizards. They got it wrong. They didn't understand about the bird connect.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's exactly right, you know.
Yeah, I want to play...
It's so cool, though, to look at those.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're slow.
First time I saw the revised edition, I thought, man, he's got to have a backache. But, you know, it totally makes sense that would be the case.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to play track number 2 now of a new album.
All right.
True. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all was the sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken and observe how healthily, how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none. Passion there was none. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold I had no desire. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. He had the eye of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold. And so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now this is the point. You fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing, but you should have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I proceeded, with what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation I went to work. I was never kinder to the old man than during the whole week before I killed him. And every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it. Oh, so gently. And then, when I had made an opening sufficient for my head, I put in a dark lantern, all closed, closed so that no light shone out, and then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I thrust it in. I moved it slowly, very, very slowly, so that I might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed. Ha! Would a madman have been so wise as this? And then, when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, oh, so cautiously, cautiously, for the hinges creaked. I undid it just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture eye. And this I did for 7 long nights, every night just at midnight, but I found the eye always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work, for it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning when the day broke, I went boldly into the chamber and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a hearty tone and inquiring how he had passed the night. So you see, he would have been a very profound old man indeed to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him while he slept. Upon the 8th night, I was more than usually cautious in opening the door. A watch's minute hand moves more quickly than did mine. Never before that night had I felt the extent of my own powers, of my sagacity. I could scarcely contain my feelings of triumph. To think that there I was, opening the door little by little, and he not even to dream of my secret deeds or thoughts. I fairly chuckled at the idea. And perhaps he heard me, for he moved on the bed suddenly as if startled. Now you may think that I drew back, but no. His room was as black as pitch with the thick darkness, for the shutters were close fastened through fear of robbers. And so I knew that he could not see the opening of the door, and I kept pushing it on steadily, steadily. I had my head in and was about to open the lantern when my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening, and the old man sprang up in bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quite still and said nothing. For a whole hour I did not move a muscle, and in the meantime I did not hear him lie down. He was still sitting up in the bed, listening, just as I have done night after night, hearkening to the death watches in the wall. Presently I heard a slight groan, and I knew it was the groan of mortal terror. It was not a groan of pain or of grief, oh no. It was the low, stifled sound that arises from the bottom of the soul when overcharged with awe. I knew the sound well. Many a night, just at midnight, when all the world slept, it has welled up from my own bosom, deepening with its dreadful echo the terrors that distracted me. I say I knew it well. I knew what the old man felt and pitied him, although I chuckled at heart. I knew that he had been lying awake ever since the first slight noise, when he had turned in the bed. His fears had been ever since growing upon him. He had been trying to fancy them causeless, but could not. He had been saying to himself, "It is nothing but the wind in the chimney. It is only a mouse crossing the floor." Or, "It is merely a cricket which has made a single chirp." Yes, he had been trying to comfort himself with these suppositions, but he had found all in vain, because death, in approaching him, had stalked with his black shadow before him and enveloped the victim. And it was the mournful influence of the unperceived shadow that caused him to feel, although he neither saw nor heard, to feel the presence of my head within the room. When I had waited a long time, very patiently, without hearing him lie down, I resolved to open a little, a very, very little crevice in the lantern. So I opened it. You cannot imagine how stealthily, stealthily, until at length a simple dim ray, like the thread of the spider, shot out from the crevice and fell full upon the vulture eye. It was open, wide, wide open, and I grew furious as I gazed upon it. I saw it with perfect distinctness, all a dull blue with a hideous veil over it that chilled the very marrow in my bones. But I could see nothing else of the old man's face or person, for I had directed the ray as if by instinct, precisely upon the damned spot. And have I not told you that what you mistake for madness is but over-acuteness of the senses? Now, I say, there came to my ears a low, dull, quick sound, such as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I knew that sound well, too. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier into courage. But even yet, I refrained and kept still. I scarcely breathed. I held the lantern motionless. I tried how steadily I could maintain the ray upon the eye. Meanwhile, the hellish tattoo of the heart increased. It grew quicker and quicker, and louder every instant. The old man's terror must have been extreme. It grew louder, I say, louder every moment. Do you mark me well? I have told you that I am nervous, so I am. And now, at the dead hour of the night, amid the dreadful silence of that old house, so strange a noise as this excited me to uncontrollable terror. Yet for some minutes longer I refrained and stood still. But the beating grew louder, louder. I thought the heart must burst. And now a new anxiety seized me. The sound would be heard by a neighbor. The old man's hour had come. With a loud yell, I threw open the lantern and leaped into the room. He shrieked once, once only. In an instant, I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him. I then smiled gaily to find the deed so far done. But for many minutes, the heart beat on with a muffled sound. This, however, did not vex me. It would not be heard through the wall. At length, it ceased. The old man was dead. I removed the bed and examined the corpse. Yes, he was stone dead. I placed my hand upon the heart and held it there many minutes. There was no pulsation. He was stone dead. His eye would trouble me no more. If still you think me mad, you will think so no longer when I describe the wise precautions I took for the concealment of the body. The night waned, and I worked hastily, but in silence. First of all, I dismembered the corpse. I cut off the head and the arms and the legs. I then took up three planks from the flooring of the chamber and deposited all between the scantlings. I then replaced the boards so cleverly, so cunningly, that no human eye, not even his, could have detected anything wrong. There was nothing to wash out, no stain of any kind, no blood spot whatever. I had been too wary for that. A tub had caught all. Ha ha. When I had made an end of these labors, it was 4 o'clock, still dark as midnight. As the bell sounded the hour, there came a knocking at the street door. I went down to open it with a light heart, for what had I now to fear? There entered three men, who introduced themselves with perfect suavity as officers of the police. A shriek had been heard by a neighbor during the night. Suspicion of foul play had been aroused. Information had been lodged at the police office, and they, the officers, had been deputed to search the premises. I smiled, for what had I to fear? I bade the gentlemen welcome. The shriek, I said, was my own in a dream. The old man, I mentioned, was absent in the country. I took my visitors all over the house. I bade them search. Search well. I led them at length to his chamber. I showed them his treasures, secure, undisturbed. In the enthusiasm of my confidence, I brought chairs into the room and desired them here to rest from their fatigues, while I myself, in the wild audacity of my perfect triumph, placed my own seat upon the very spot beneath which reposed the corpse of the victim. The officers were satisfied. My manner had convinced them. I was singularly at ease. They sat, and while I answered cheerily, they chatted of familiar things. But ere long I felt myself getting pale and wished them gone. My head ached, and I fancied a ringing in my ears, but still they sat and still chatted. The ringing became more distinct. It continued and became more distinct. I talked more freely to get rid of the feeling, but it continued and gained definiteness until at length I found that the noise was not within my ears. No doubt I now grew very pale, but I talked more fluently and with a heightened voice, yet the sound increased, and what could I do? It was a low, dull, quick sound, much such a sound as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I gasped for breath, and yet the officers heard it not.
I talked more quickly, more vehemently, but the noise steadily increased. I arose and argued about trifles in a high key and with violent gesticulations, but the noise steadily increased. Why would they not be gone? I paced the floor to and fro with heavy strides, as if excited to fury by the observations of the men, but the noise steadily increased. Oh, God, what could I do? I foamed. I raved. I swore. I swung the chair upon which I had been sitting and grated it upon the boards, but the noise arose above all and continually increased. It grew louder, 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 and still the men chatted pleasantly and smiled. Was it possible they heard not? Almighty God, no, no, they heard. They suspected. They knew. They were making a mockery of my horror. This I thought and this I think. But anything was better than this agony. Anything was more tolerable than this derision. I could bear those hypocritical smiles no longer. I felt that I must scream or die. And now again, hark! Louder! 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 Villains! I shrieked. Dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here. It is the beating of this hideous heart.
Two parts severed on joy. Santa Coley. And the cold air itself was unreasonable. I can see my breath, and it's suddenly a thrill.
Thank you.
from Pedro. So that chunk of music started off with number two, brand new from Plank Quartet, Jesus Save Me From My Fellow Christians. Iggy Pop reading Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart, I thought was good for Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way he gets more and more crazy, well, that's the way the story is.
Iggy, exactly.
Yeah,
just the beat of his hideous heart.
Yeah. Right. And the first person kind of, you know, freak out. Yeah, it's kind of like Holden Caulfield on steroids. Then SLWCC
pops in their house at that point. Jeez.
CC Watt with Are You Living? Kate from her solo album Kira with Silently. Neil Turpin. Here's the drummer man. Did his one man band album playing everything. Leeds.
Yeah.
Part of England. Something of Your Own. Bomas Prendon. Jazz Scare Masters. And finally, two number three from the new Clang Quartet album, Starlight Hollow Revival. So, did you record this album with the Benji?
I recorded most of the basic tracks at home and did a lot more when I actually got to Earthtones recording. And the Benji he's referring to, folks, is Mr. Benji Johnson, who I've had the pleasure of knowing for many years, played in bands with him and done lots of things. Most of the finishing was done there, and some of the recording was done there, too, but most of, like, I guess you could say the roots of everything, that was done here in the same room I'm recording this interview in, on a multi-track, and then we would finish everything up there. He has a great selection of amps and things like that, and Eddie Van Halen had passed on not too long before we were in there together, and he happens to have one of the Eddie Van Halen amplifiers, and I said, you know what, I think I need to use that for this recording, so... Rest in peace, Eddie. I used one of your amps.
Okay.
It also occurred to me, I want to correct something. I said Caleb's name. I forgot to give his last name.
Yeah.
Caleb Crittenden.
Right.
Mr. Crittenden, I can't thank you enough for getting me involved in this. He, incidentally, is overjoyed at the fact that I'm talking to you about this.
Is that right?
So,
okay.
Just wanted to make sure I got that in. Sorry about that, Caleb.
Yeah. Got to take care of the small stuff.
Exactly.
It ain't the small stuff for you. It's the big stuff.
Caleb's
helped bringing this thing to the world, right?
Exactly. Gotta give props to the people who have enough, I guess you could say, enough guts to deal with me. I don't know. Or enough bad taste. I don't know.
Well, you told me it used to be a quartet.
Well, it was going to be a quartet.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, keep in mind, the first show was me. And in the back of my mind, I always thought, okay, eventually I'll probably have to hire some people to keep doing this. It just never happened. You know?
Yeah, and so, it was wishful thinking.
One person said, is it the Holy Trinity in you? And I said, oh, man, I wish I'd come up with that. But, you know, in spite of the Christian background with it and everything,
yeah.
No, it's not me and the Holy Trinity. Although, I guess to an extent, maybe it is. But, you know, the idea that I gave it a band name, part of it is also the fact I didn't want to call it just simply Scotty Irving.
Yeah.
Part of it is just the fact that, again, I thought I'd probably have to have some other people helping me out. And part of it is the fact that it's also largely the live show is a three-part show played by one person. So, to an extent, that's my absurd claim, you know, the absurd quartet.
I think it's happening logic. Totally happening. Look, we're at the end of the first hour on Halloween 2021. Special guest Scotty Irvin. Hold tight for hour two. October 31, Halloween. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour, Clang Quartet, fourth track off the new album, Broken Soul Mix. Then we had Ian McComb with The Wind That Blows the Birds, Headboggle from his new album, Nightmare Crew, and fifth tune from the new Clang Quartet album, Jesus Forgive Mix. So,
Jesus Forgive My, I sent you the cover just in case you didn't have the full titles.
Yeah, that one's because actually, I don't Jesus think Jesus Mix is supposed
I'm sorry,
to be
go ahead.
In there, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's more than just Jesus Forgive. Jesus okay. Forgive my misogyny.
Yeah, but I think this...
I'm sorry, did I say the right word?
Well, you know what, you gave me a graphic so I can make sure these titles are right, but I think Mix was just
no
shorthanded
problem.
For Benji or something, right, making the mixes.
Yes, exactly, yeah. I don't think there's enough room to put them all on there.
Yeah,
so.
What was it thinking? Okay. I'll go correct all this shit.
Hey,
like,
man.
I was going to ask you, why four of the two mixes? Because they got mixed
yeah.
by Benji, of course. And Pete, I got to tell the listeners also, I got a little connect with Benji because I got to collab. In fact, we're going to hear some in the next chunk of music. Makoto Kawabata. We did an album.
I'm so happy. And I'm so sorry. I need to get in there and get some of that stuff finished. You know.
Yeah, what do we got? Well, tell the people what happened.
Well, basically what it is, folks, and I'm very happy to say I'm a part of this. I've had the pleasure of touring with Acid Mother's Temple and playing with Makoto not only in the United States but also playing with him in Japan. He helped me get a tour in Japan, and it's actually it's predominantly a trio between Mr. Kawabata, myself, and the gentleman who happens to be hosting this radio program. I think you know him, Mr. Watt. And Benji is also going to contribute something
right.
to it.
Right. He said something about a guitar.
Benji's helping us put it together, so, you know.
He might be using that Eddie Van Halen amp.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Man, that thing sounded so good. You know,
yeah,
even
yeah.
if it was me playing through it.
Yeah, that's a trip about that. And so we should let people know, we've all the way from Japan, I think Makoto says...
Yeah, we're doing it piecemeal style.
Yeah, he
yeah.
lives up on a mountain, right? or something.
Yes, he does, in Osaka, as they call it.
Yeah.
We say Osaka, but they say Osaka, so I say Osaka. So.
O is like for big over there, right? And they used to call it the Emperor's Kitchen because of the old days of Kyoto, right? It was... So anyway...
Yeah.
So he flew in his parts. We're talking about the internet, people. You don't have to just use it for spreading lies. You could trade files and collaborate with music.
Amen, brother. I like what you said. That was good.
Well, like most human things, it's a duality, right? You can
exactly.
cut your
it's
burrito
good.
With the butter knife, or you can stab your buddy with it.
How are you going to wield
it?
That's very similar. You're exactly right.
Right. So, and then we flowed them all to Benji, and then... Scotty, you're right there. I think you recorded with him, right? Or did you do
yes.
it the same way you did the album? You did your stuff there?
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah. We just, you know, originally what happened is I just went in with some basic ideas and just recorded some drum tracks.
Right.
And, you know, just at first I thought, am I going to be able to do this, to do something that they'd actually be able to use? And I just, you know, I tried to do something that was within a framework that somebody would be able to record something in this framework, not just me. And apparently I did an okay job because you two have contributed some wonderful things.
Well, I tell you, as soon as I got the drum tracks, I was hot on it. You know, a bass player yearns for fucking drums that are fucking happy.
You have no idea how cool it is to hear you playing bass with my drums.
Okay.
You don't even want to know. Now, of course, I love the way Makoto plays anyway. So.
Yeah. He was kind
of... And Benji.
Right. He was kind of last in the dog pile, but you were the
exactly.
go. You were the fire starter. You brought it.
Well,
and then I went
I'm
and
bad
I fed
that.
Off that, right? And then
I'm bad back. About starting fires, they say. I don't know.
I'll tell you what the situation was for me. I pretended you were in the room, and I was having to play live with you, and like an improvised gig.
Well, I take that as a compliment. That's
okay.
That's good.
That's all I
that
did.
Shows that you've been playing a while, too.
A little
that's
bit,
good.
A little bit. But, you know, I got a lot to learn still. That's so. I want to
play
Love Thy Neighbor. This is the name of the album, right?
Yeah, love. Judge thy enemy. Excuse me. Judge thy neighbor. Love thyself.
That's it.
Yeah.
God, the title's what's bad at that. I got to get this all fixed, guy. Here, let's listen.
November Shidora Tweta Beyonva Tusa Fuzaro Koraba Titmaka Noatmi Troka Ika Gwinha Idanum Ette Kawasunti Dharma Gitesa Vetbata Elsasa Tuhar Angela Kuryeva Tsar Netan Sundi Tweta Tweta Ungur Panversa Si Dermat Veta Kilora Tipat Sveta Lida Vaso Boy Ever Swala Livel In O Tar Ego Tra Ve Bodagoran
Pedro show. I didn't even start to question it. I was thinking, does he mean in that? Yeah, maybe. That Chuck of Music, Love Thy Neighbor, which is not really the title, but it's close to the new album from Clay Quartet. Then brand new from Ireland, band called Organs, and I've been able to be part of some of this sometimes. 1963 is the tune. Then Scotty Irvin with Makoto Kawabata. We were just talking about the man.
Yes.
Live in Japan, July 12th, 2013. That's all the information I got about it, but it's you two playing together in a twofer, and it's fucking, I love it. ID Dufemel, after that with The Hunter, and then finally Clank Quartet, Unknown Tongues.
Yes.
And not with the word mix.
Yeah, that is actually simply Unknown Tongues.
Right, right, right.
You know what? I love the fact that we can talk about that and still laugh about it. It's not like I'm sitting here going, oh, you got the song titles wrong. I'm so offended. And we're having fun. Who cares? Yeah. There's too much bad in the world, man. We got to laugh. We got to laugh.
And I'll make sure when it gets up on the playlist, you know, people see
exactly.
The correct titles. Okay. So,
yeah. Maybe I should release a remix version.
Then mix will make sense.
And they can all be called mix. Yeah, that'd be cool. Hip hop, Scotty.
In the pit.
Nah, I don't know if it'll work.
Yeah. So what about the composition for this stuff? Was it over a period of time or was like, I need an album? Because you hadn't done a Clank Quartet record, what, 7 years?
That is true. And the last one I actually released publicly was a live recording. There's some live recordings on this. And some of that I just doctored up a little bit.
I think
a lot
first
of the
one,
studio
right?
stuff. Some of the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The first one.
Yeah, exactly. The first track on there is
and
actually
something. I said match mix. What an idiot!
Oh, don't worry.
I gotta cross this out.
Yeah, you know. But see, I don't have
Christian
the cover
Mass,
right.
Christian Mass. So I could hear audience, and I was thinking he didn't bring people into the studio.
No, that's the second one. Yeah. That's actually from, I believe it was from one of the End Times performances. That's a festival that they have. It's been held every year in New York at different places. It used to be at a place called the Silent Barn.
Yeah.
And I think that place is closed now, but, a guy named Bob Bellaru has been putting those on for years. And I have the pleasure of being part of three of those. And, yeah, man, got some great recordings.
Well, do you remember this recording you did with Makoto? Just you,
yes.
Guitar and drums.
I believe,
July 12th, 2013.
I think
it's
from Nagoya, I believe. I think
no, I have a Nagoya one. Well, maybe this is part of the same thing.
Okay.
It's hard for me to remember exact dates. I mean, go ahead.
Let's see. I know that there's several on there. Maybe you use the one. I'm not sure which one you use, but I know I've got several available. I think there was one that we recorded at. I think it might have been in a museum of some sort.
Oh, wow.
An art museum. I'm trying to remember. We played something, with the exception of one night, we played a duo thing together each night of that tour, which was
great.
Shows. So, yeah, we got to do that every night. And I got to tell you, I've done duet-type stuff with people before, and sometimes I walk away thinking, why did I do that? That man almost wore me out.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, you know, I told him, I said, your energy level is scary.
Yeah.
He just laughed, you know.
Kawhi. Look, back to the album.
Okay.
And you're using some live stuff, and then you're using stuff that's right there in the pad that you cooked up. What were you looking at the album as one big thing? And so some live stuff could fit in? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you a little story. Originally, some of the more song-based pieces, I was actually thinking about releasing those under a different name, and I won't get into how long I sat and tried to think of a name and all kind of, it was long, it was stupid. Eventually, I'm just like, you know, why don't I just release it under the name Clang Quartet? Why am I limiting what Clang Quartet is?
Yeah.
What I started off doing years back doesn't sound exactly like what I'm doing now. Why can't I do something, you know, that's a little bit broader than what I was doing, the, you know, the more previous recordings? Not to mention, I don't have to tell you this, trying to get your name out there is hard enough. Trying to get a new name out there, give me a break.
Right.
So, you know,
I can't reinvent yourself.
Not to mention, I had all these riffs with no finished songs. So I said, okay, riff, noise bit, riff, noise bit. Yeah, that works.
You just drew a picture of for us of your composition technique.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it wound up being. That wasn't what I started off trying to do, but that's what it wound up being, you know.
Yes. Beautiful. We're at the end of the second hour, Halloween 2021. Special guest, Scotty Irvin. Hold tight for hour three, Walk for Pedro Show.
Hey, man.
Halloween 2021. It's the third hour of the Walk for Pedro Show.
hatred and love. Many people in hell know what it is like to be judged by people who feel superior to them. They know that the love of Christ is not as important as the judgment they receive from many so-called Christians. We are not loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. We are judging our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Let them have some fun, man, like we're doing.
Right. Because I put mix on these songs to hear two people. So I got to correct all this. But that was Divided Church starting up third hour. Then Jell said.
Yeah, that's actually the title of that one, yes.
Waiting for the. Jell said after that with Headless Statue number 3, Klein Quartet. Now, this is live at Pepperland. In Pepperland, in Okayama. I think it's the longest running live house. It's from the 70s.
It's one of the longest ones. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know if it's the longest, but it's certainly.
Well, that's still ongoing.
It's been there a long time.
Right.
I think, what was a Japanese rock band called High Rise?
Sure.
I know that they played there, and I've actually played a show with some of those guys, but I remember hearing about that place as far back as when they were still together. So, I mean, that goes back a while.
And it looks like this gig was only 4 days away from the one I played last hour with Lakota.
Yeah, we played every night. And like I said, man, he wore me out.
Right, that's good.
And I had to play a Klein Quartet show before each time, so believe me. And I get up there and I'm playing with that. And I'm like, man, this is a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, and it was July. And I live in the South here. And we're used to having hot summers, but this
like
is a different kind of hot. kind of hot, man. They have hot summers there, too, man. And, you know, because of the, I believe it's pronounced Fukushima, nuclear plant situation years back with that earthquake.
Yeah.
They're having to conserve energy, so there's no air conditioning in the homes right now. And boy, I picked a wonderful time to come to Japan. Let me just say
it's
that.
It's tough, man. Mushigatsuri is the word. It's not just hot, but wet hot.
Yeah, and I told somebody, they're going to remember me. They're going to remember me as the sweaty American.
I say they call sweat. I say.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it just drains you. A lot of Asia, I was in Korea, China, and even in March, you know, you could tell that there's just more moisture in the air and stuff where those areas are. I should continue. Ray Shin with Bare Hand Blues, and then Clang Quartet with Hedophobia?
Hedophobia, too.
Hedophobia.
People in Hell is the first title.
Right. Not mixed people.
And there is a Hedophobia 1. I wasn't trying to insinuate there was a sequel to something there wasn't. But, yes, I did a song called Hedophobia way back in, was it 2003? Lord, it's been a while ago. It was before I got married. So,
you know, I used to, you like to answer your own song, right, years later. I did that once with the Minutemen. T. Boone wrote this one called History Lesson. So I said, okay, I'll write one called History Lesson Part 2.
Yeah, exactly.
But it really didn't have anything to do with his dude.
it does and it doesn't in this case. It's still involving, to an extent, it still involves something in the definition of what the Christian version of hell is. But more than likely, to people who have never heard the first one, this is still something they can listen to, and it will not be something that they'll have to refer to the first one to, you know, make it understand, make them understand it. Whether they're interested in that side of what I do or not, they'll still be able to listen to this and get the idea of what's behind it. So, you know.
What about the sequence for the whole baby?
For the lineup of the songs, you mean?
Yeah, because in a way, it's kind of like a gig, right?
Well, honestly, the reason I did it that way, I wanted to spread it out in terms of one thing I wanted to do with this particular recording, I wanted the parts that were really harsh to be as harsh as they could possibly be, but I wanted the parts that were not harsh to be the complete opposite of that. And I wanted to spread this out as much as possible. I wanted it to seem like, I don't know, like a good book or a good movie or something like that, you know, where you don't get everything at once and it kind of spreads things out.
Yeah, like a dynamic.
And you know, kind of ease out and it brings you back. I wanted it to feel like that. I hope I've come somewhere near that.
Like you're driving and there's forest that goes by, there's bayou that goes by, mountains go by, desert goes by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
Right.
Good analogy.
So it's a kind of dynamic so you could get a...
Precisely, yeah. I love dynamics. I learned a lot about dynamics, and of course, you learn about them a lot in you know, school band and everything. But I've been fortunate enough to play with several bands, one of which was called Geezer Lake. We did lots of dynamic things.
It's a powerful tool. You don't you don't even have to
very
change
so.
The note or the rhythm or anything. What I found out is decrescendo is even more powerful than crescendo. Man, when you suck the sound out, man, you wake people up.
Yes.
I want to play Altar of Breath, and I didn't put a mix.
That's all right, yeah. Altar of Breath. Thank you. Nothing fancy dancy on the guitar. I'd just been playing some chords through some of the effects, and I just like the effect that it gave out, the atmosphere that it gave out.
What about guitar? Are you going to get bring that more and more into the quartet?
Well, I played them in the past and didn't do as much with them as maybe I could. I have to say this. During all this time that we've been, you know, staying at home because of COVID and everything, I've gotten reestablished with some of my instruments that I kind of let go behind. And honestly, guitar was one of those things I've always had a love-hate relationship with. This particular time, I just said, you know what? I'm going to throw out everything I've ever learned about guitar. I'm going to start over, and I'm going to have the most fun I've ever had with this instrument since I started playing it. And that's exactly what I did, which is why there's so much guitar on this particular recording.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had this much fun playing guitar ever.
Let's tell the people, last music for this edition started off with Alter Breath, which actually you're having fun with words for this title, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. And then If But Wanna, this is Al Margolis from Chester, New York, with It's Your Funeral. Finally, Clang Quartet. I'm not going to say how this appears, but gargles.
Oh, you played that?
Yeah. I know you told me about, I'm not going to reveal to the listeners what you told me, but they get it.
Oh, man, I have to give you the story behind that.
Bring it.
That uncle I mentioned earlier, I have to mention his name now. Sorry, Jay. Love you. Jay Stanley is his name, and he's probably the closest thing to a brother that I've ever had. He's just a year and a half older than me, and he was 11. I was 10. I got a tape recorder for a birthday present that year, and it was one of those presents that, maybe at the time, people didn't realize it, but it was a life changer. It's no question about it. That thing led to me doing multi-track and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, it was just one of those things that seemed insignificant then. But, yeah, that was one particular day, you know, two silly little boys with a glass of water each. We have a tape recorder. What could possibly happen? Well, that. You know, I just think that's so funny, but you played that.
Well, to me, it goes all together, man. This album is really a package. You know, I know it's made out of different parts and stuff like that, but in a way, it's one, like I told you in the email, big enchilada. And I had pieced it out when you was getting it together with Benji. I was playing a tune of episode. But when you play the whole thing together, and I just thought, yeah, I didn't have this gargles before, okay, but I got it
now. Yeah, exactly. I did an interview with Raymond Cummings the other day. I don't know what Raymond's going to do with what we did together, but he had never heard that part before either, and I told him pretty much the same thing. I said it was going to be a surprise.
Okay.
A long time ago, I had a stereo system, and I didn't realize that it would record internally without microphones plugged into it.
Yeah.
Thought I was recording over something and turned on the radio. Totally forgot about it. Maybe a year later, I had that tape in, was listening to it, and I kind of dozed off on my bed, and all of a sudden, what I'd taped on the radio that day suddenly came on, and it scared me out of my head, you know, and I just thought, wow, what a joke. That's never left me, you know.
Damn.
Anyway, that's kind of what I was going for with that. It's funny, you mentioned pieces and stuff, putting things together. I have on my TV in front of me at the moment The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, good movie.
Yeah, man, I had Frankenstein on beforehand.
Okay.
And you folks that don't know that, well, I'm going to let you Google it, but it involves pieces making one thing.
Right.
Edgar
Winter had a huge hit in the 70s with a song called Frank, and it was instrumental. So, what's the title about?
Well, I actually have a cover version of that, believe it or not.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. It ain't nowhere near as good as Edgar's. Don't get me wrong. Okay.
But the original was 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
He cut that baby up. That's why it's called Frankenstein. It still has room for a drum solo.
Yes. I love that song, though. That's a great one.
Yeah,
it is. Instrumentals become number one hits, too, man.
Man, it was really huge, even with school bands, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Scotty, are you going to wait for another 7 years before the next Clang Quartet record?
Well, I didn't intend for it to be the case this time. I promise I'm not intending for it to be the case this next time. Chances are I'll try to be a little bit more available than I was. I guess that in some ways, I guess it kind of depends on what the reaction of this is. Due to the fact, you know, that all of us have been having to, you know, not play live and everything. You know, you can either sit at home and say, wah, woe is me, or you can sit at home and do something within the realms of creativity in another realm, which is exactly what I wanted to do, and it wound up making me, you know, wake up and do something that I, in many ways, that I'd never done before. So hopefully that will lead to some other things later on, and hopefully it won't be such a huge span the size of the Grand Canyon between now and then. So
also, you've developed some guitar stuff you hadn't had before, right?
Yeah, I, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm by no means am I trying to pass myself off as a major guitar player, but I think I've come farther along on that instrument than I ever have. And the most important thing for me is I'm enjoying it. You know,
beautiful.
I want people to understand that this is fun to me still.
Yeah,
the fact
that
I'm releasing it to the public is one thing, but I'm still enjoying it.
Beautiful,
you know?
Beautiful. Well, when you do get more stuff, please bring your invites. Always open, Scotty. Love having you on the show, and big success. People, check out this new Clang Quartet album. Scotty, safe seas, brother. People, it's been Halloween.
Thank you.
October 31, 2021. Dish about Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.